This podcast is intended for mature audiences only. This podcast will contain adult language and subject matter. It is not suitable for all listeners and ages. In no way does this podcast reflect the other contributors of Good Morning Gloucester, Gloucester Podcast, or Homecast. Your personal discretion is advised.
And can't be wrong. Turkey lurkey do and turkey lurkey dap. I eat that turkey, then I take a nap. Thanksgiving is a special night.
Good morning, Gloucester! Love Adam Sandler. That is Adam Sandler's Thanksgiving song, and you have to start with that if you are having a podcast on Thanksgiving. So, it is Thanksgiving Eve, friends, and we have some special guests tonight. So, we have my sister, Celia. Hi, Celia.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fantastic. And Crystal.
I'm great.
And we have, and sitting here doing her nails is the Miss Talia.
Hi.
Hi.
She's happy.
So, tonight, you know, Thanksgiving Eve, Kyle is traveling, and she's in Florida, went to go see her mom. Hi, Kyle.
I know, hi, we're going to miss you so much.
Hi, Kyle.
So not as funny as you are, but I'll try.
So, for those that don't know, Kyle is my little sister's Biffle. And for those I need to translate for, it's best friends for life. So I've known Kyle since she was like, you know, I don't know, out of the womb or something.
Sixth grade.
No, out of the womb, like elementary school, like ridiculous, like craziness. So we, you know, my sisters are sleeping at my house tonight. So we're like, hey, why don't we have a podcast? That'd be so much fun. And of course, my little sister is a nutritionist and she came up with some topics like, oh my God. We could totally come up with like nutrition for the holidays in November and all your PSAs. So Celia is very excited to talk about all the fun stuff tonight. We just came back as a family from. Why are you laughing?
Grumpy.
We just came back from a night at Seaport, which they had half off appetizers from 3 to 6. Half off their lobster pies and their $12.95 lobster rolls. So tonight was an amazing night to go. There was 9 of us that went. And my father, who we call Grumpy. And if you hear that running back and forth, that's my 3.5-year-old nephew. Which is still way quieter than the dogs. What, Matthew?
He
says
he all my
cheerums
and
he. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Yep. They did. Matthew put down his cup and Hulk, the dog, ate all his Cheerios.
I
want to get more, he says. Okay. Go get more.
Oh, did you eat all the Cheerios?
Of course he did. The doggies are going to eat all everything. What did he say?
He said that doggy's bad and he eats Cheerios. He's a bad boy.
He's a bad boy because he eats the Cheerios. Aww. So cute.
He is bad.
So in preparation for tomorrow, we just periscoped my attempt at turducken. We had our butcher and the butcher deboned a turkey a little bit too small, so the turkey probably should have been about 25 pounds, and I think he only deboned a 15-pound turkey. So to try to stuff a 5-pound duck and a 5-pound chicken and a 15-pound turkey didn't exactly go as planned, but we were able to do the stuffing, and my sister actually had a brilliant idea of twining it around the baker's rack. So I think we got it. And you can see on my Periscope, if you want to follow us at ALI4416. Periscope keeps our videos up for about 24 to 48 hours. So when this airs to all y'all, you'll be able to go on and look up my Periscope and see kind of what we were dealing with, which was pretty comical, I'm not gonna lie. So I also went down to the cave, went downtown, and ordered my cheese platter. And that is a tradition I do with every holiday because I do host every holiday here. And I always make sure that I go down to the cave. Yeah, okay, so my sister Crystal is here. I was a little bit unaware of every move you make, every step you take, we can hear you. We can hear you. And then Celia's running back and forth, which I'm trying to figure out what she's doing because she's got most of the topics that she wants to talk about, which I'm sure, which this is more like Gloucester podcast topics, but, you know, because Celia would fit in right with the Gloucester podcast, honestly. But I think these are appropriate and they're fun. So, Celia, what's the first topic you'd like to talk about? I know you talked about how to stay healthy during the holidays.
So that is my first topic, how to stay healthy during the holidays. I know it's hard. Everyone wants to binge eat, but the good thing is
you didn't realize Kyle's listening to this right now, and she's probably cracking up on the floor.
I already know laughing. What I'm going to say, right? The good thing is that Thanksgiving is... a long
mostly
day. Well, not even that. It's a full day of eating. So I know, you know, staying away from the binge eating all at once is not that great. But where it is a holiday that you're eating all day, separating your foods that you're eating throughout the day is most beneficial, but obviously this is not the day that we do that. We binge eat for this day. So what I would most recommend for this kind of day is using ingredients that are not processed, that are not refined grains, such as just refined sugars, kind of using whole grains. If you're using a stuffing, that is most beneficial because a lot of things that we do eat on Thanksgiving is good. We have our protein, that is our turkey. We have our starches, that is our potato, our sweet potatoes, things like that. So it's overall not a bad meal, which is nice. But I don't have any recommendations on overeating because I know that we tend to eat a lot on our plate during this day. But I know that our day starts in the morning with breakfast and continues all through the day. So if you can be more aware of the things that you eat during that meal, you know, start with a nice protein breakfast, whether it's eggs with some whole grain toast, and then finishing off with some turkey. And you have your starch and your vegetables, whether it's a corn.
Wait, hold on. Isn't corn a starch, not a vegetable?
It is true.
Yeah. So that would not.
So,
you know,
but we do
stay
salads.
Away from corn in this house.
We do, but we do salads, which is also a vegetable. Multiple vegetables in a salad.
But do you want to stay away from like? What if you had in
corn
front
is
of
not
you
a
mashed
bad
potato,
thing.
Corn,
and the corn?
And peas.
No, you do it all.
Really?
All of that is good. Yeah.
It is? Even corn and peas, aren't they considered a starch?
It's all good.
But it's still all good.
Would you rather have that, or would you rather have a fried piece of something in front of you?
Like a fried turkey? Because you know a lot of people on Thanksgiving
they
do
fried
a
turkey.
Fried turkey.
They do. So... overall, the Thanksgiving meal is not that bad, whether it's fried or it's baked. If you're having a starch vegetable, whether it is corn, peas, whatever you have, that is obviously better than having something that
so
you normally
you're
have.
Some type
you
of
are.
Substance.
You're having. You are having some sort of vegetable, whether it's a starch or not. But it's better than loading up on saturated fats that we're normally used to doing
in
our society. Good. So, some people might be used to having, I don't know, you know,
like
whether
what,
fast food restaurants every day. Well, Thanksgiving dinner that your family's gonna prepare is way better than that, no matter what.
Okay.
So,
it's a good comparison. Your Thanksgiving meal is better than your.
It is. Thanksgiving meal. It is. Because there are some single individuals out there that aren't able to get to their families. Right. And if that's what they're normally used to eating every day. Yeah. And normally, and some people that live a hectic life, I can also attest to this, that work a lot and they don't have families to cook for, you know, it's hard to make that decision of what do I have for dinner? Do I just eat out? And I was actually having this conversation with my boss the other day, and she said, I'm really ashamed, but I actually went to McDonald's and got a fish fillet.
You did?
No, my manager did.
Oh, so, I was like, you did.
No, I would never do that. And so, but I did tell her when I did go when I was younger, I did pick the fish fillet, and she's like, and I scraped the tartar sauce off. So you have to be
aware. What about
the
cheese that's
on there? No, she scraped that all off. So it's all in moderation. It depends on what you're having during the day. And like, she knew that this was not a great choice for her, but she was, her sugar levels going low, and she was like, I need to do something. But that's when we can always have an energy bar on us, whether it's a balance bar or a protein bar,
so
or whatever.
So you believe in always having an energy bar on you?
I do. I believe, because I am very active, so I always have something on me, whether it's a piece of fruit or...
What if someone's not active?
Then probably an energy bar is not that great, because it's high in proteins, high in calories. There's things that might not benefit someone that's not active. Because you're not burning it off. Like, I'm active, I burn it off within probably one workout, less than that. So it depends. Again, all in moderation. If someone's not active and they're having a Thanksgiving dinner, oh, you're adding alcohol onto that, you're adding
So what's going to happen tomorrow with our 40 bottles of wine? So if you open up my refrigerator right now, it's completely filled with wine.
Yes. Every
that's all because
a regular serving is 4 ounces. A regular serving is 4 ounces. Unfortunately, we think it's 8, but it's not.
Dude, I just had 10 ounces in this glass just now.
So it's about 120.
I had 120 ounces all day.
Calories per serving. So
of four ounces.
About that 4 to 6 ounces. About 120 calories.
120 calories to 4 to 6 ounces.
Right.
So I drink my calories, apparently.
So you can either drink it or you can eat it.
I personally
rather eat it.
I drink it, apparently.
But depending on your serving size, a normal serving size for a wine is 125 calories.
Is red any more than white?
Actually, I do not know that. I think it's about the same. Oh, give or take a few calories, but I think it's about the same. Because a normal wine serving is 4 ounces, and a normal, vodka, things like that, hard alcohol is about 1 ounce, I believe.
1 ounce.
Oh, so 1 ounce, yeah. So 4 ounces is for wine.
So I'm
just double checking.
There is Celia with how to eat healthy, how to drink healthy, but Celia has a very important PSA about November.
But also,
she is very passionate about this upcoming subject, and I'm surprised that the guys in the homie cast have not thought of this or brought this up. And by the way, I didn't even know there was a homie cast 11 until earlier this night when Chris said, hey, did you hear the latest homie cast? Sorry, Joey. Completely missed it. I'll go back, rewind, listen to it. So here's Celia with your November PSA.
So before I start that, I just want to, about the Thanksgiving drinking, obviously.
We were backing up the Thanksgiving drinking?
Yeah, okay. Might be a little bit better than wine, but anyways.
Wait, so we just all should be drinking grapefruit and vodka, is that what you're saying?
Well, yes. Could be a little bit better than wine, because there's a little bit more sugar refined, you know.
So what should we be drinking, Celia?
Martinis.
Yeah.
Martinis,
mojitos, things egg like
nog,
that.
Oh, okay. Martinis. Then what is my phrase? No, why? We should be drinking martinis and mojitos.
That, right?
But no, so, it's per 1 ounce of vodka.
It is.
Because Alicia has 6 ounces.
So
a vodka.
What you consume is very different. You know, like everything in moderation is my.
I know you keep saying that everything in moderation, but martinis in moderation
is
not 1 ounce.
My motto.
I'd like one next, please.
But we love wine, and we're going to continue that. So, you know, you don't want to discourage things that upset you, because that's not going to be beneficial. So,
I'm never going to discourage everything any type of vodka, because it upsets you.
It upsets you, right.
You don't want to discourage anything that upsets you. I would love that line.
Actually, that could be your wrong, because then
that's her next tattoo.
You can start drinking because it makes you feel good, but that's not a coping mechanism. Bad. So let's not start that. So my next topic is Movember, because a lot of the news, a lot of newspapers, a lot of magazines we read, it's all about women and women's health and physique and everything else. But we do kind of lack in what men's health is, and I think men are...
Is that because men just don't give a shit?
I think men are a little more afraid. They're a little more stoic.
You think men don't want to be like, oh, I've got to go get something checked out, because that's just what happens. So
right.
That's just what I do, and that's okay. My gate just fell. It's all right. That's what you heard.
I think that men are a little more hesitant, and I think that the women that are involved in their life have a little bit more impact than them just going to get tested for things that prostate health. So, in honor
of... Yeah, how do you even bring that up, dude? Like, say you don't even have a girlfriend or a wife. Like, what's your mom's supposed to do? Like, hey, yo.
You need to go get this checked,
right? Get your prostate checked? Or, like, I don't understand. Like, how does that even happen?
So, hopefully, their physician, their doctor is educating them about it, whether they're in their 30s, their 40s, their 50s, whatever age that they're at. Because, so let's back up for a little bit. So Movember is in honor of men's health. So whether it is prostate, testicular cancer.
So why is it called Movember? Because it's M-O, is it just... The M is just men, and then the O, like, I don't get it.
Yeah,
right. And a lot of people are like, oh, I'm not shaving because of Movember.
Because they're representing men. So I guess men have this masculine, like, oh, they have to have a beard kind of thing. I'm not sure. Because
I can guarantee you half the men growing the beard right now have no idea.
Don't even know what it
why they're doing it. They're just doing it because they think it. No, it's a beard. It's any facial hair.
So I think guys represent Movember as it's men's month. You know, whether they know that means men's health and not sure.
But that's really what it's supposed to be. Movember is around
men's
health.
Because a lot of the time we do see a lot focused on women. You know, a lot of magazines are women-based. A lot, there are men's health magazines that are men-based, but... I think Movember, you know, I met a guy just the other day that was like, oh, I'm sorry for this beard. I'm growing it for Movember. And I probably should have asked him, why are you growing it? Like, what does it mean to you? What does Movember mean to you? So I guess you can ask yourself, for any guys that are listening, what does Movember mean to you? Or what does it mean to you every day? It doesn't have to be just November. So I want to talk a little bit about prostate cancer and
which is totally health. Like weird, and people would never bring up prostate cancer, prostate exams, you know, tickle the nut.
It's
a
very uncomfortable.
like really, like honestly, for it guys, it's very uncomfortable.
It's very uncomfortable.
About. So for you to actually bring this up, I'm sure the guys are just holding themselves right now, going, "Oh, what is she gonna talk about?"
It's very uncomfortable. Whether you're a male of a younger generation or older generation, whether you're 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, it doesn't even matter. It's something that you should be aware about. Prostate cancer is the second most common cancer for men.
The
United States. I'm actually not sure what the
You're
first
not sure, but that's the second.
But that's the second.
Okay.
Prostate
that's
cancer is the second. And about every 19 minutes, one American dies of prostate cancer.
Wow. So that's pretty
huge.
Yeah.
So I think for guys, again, they're a little more stoic than women, and they don't want to talk about things that involve that region that can, you know, give them some or feel uncomfortable in that situation. But I think that even if you're in your 30s, and even if you're in your 20s, testicular cancer, that's another conversation.
So is that something that happens, like, for your exam? Is that something that happens in your physical? Like, how do you know? Like, how do you get tested for that? How would you know if you had prostate cancer or not? Like I don't know. Like,
so you can also, you could have a couple tests. So for prostate cancer for men, it's very important because the number one thing is that prostate cancer can actually have no symptoms for a while. Oh. So the biggest thing is your PSA, which is your prostatin your prostate specific antigen. Hmm. So it's just a single blood test. So if you're getting an annual exam, then a PSA to add to that is nothing. You just say, I just want a PSA. Prostate-specific antigen is just a blood test. And even if you are at a baseline and you start increasing within a baseline, even if it's within normal range, then your doctor could say, maybe there's something growing here. Even if it's within range, because if you're low and then you start going high, even within the baseline, there could be a problem.
And as Celia is describing prostate, we have Matthew gurgling water. Typical 3.5-year-old, you know. That was awesome.
For most that are not sure, the prostate is a gland that is right below the bladder and in front of the bowels. So I'm not sure, you might have to Google to know where the prostate is. But another uncomfortable diagnostic test would be a rectal exam.
Which most guys are not going to do when they do that right.
So, and it's also, you're able to feel the surface of the prostate at that exam.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it is a tough situation, and it's also controversial because a lot of doctors might believe, a PSA prostate-specific antigen test is not going to prove anything. Well, you know, especially in nowadays, you need to advocate for your own health, and you need to say, I want a PSA test with my annual exam. That's no problem, because do you know your number? You know, if you think about whether you're in your 30s, your 40s, your 50s, your 60s, whatever it is, as you age, you're going to be at an increased risk for prostate cancer.
You made a good point. You need to advocate for your health. So a PSA, would it be something your doctor going to say, hey, we're going to check your PSA today?
No, they're not.
You have to ask.
You're going to ask, because if you're in your 30s or in your 40s, probably not into your 50s, they're not going to say, hey, let me do a PSA. So I work for an occupational health center, and I would say out of the 3,000 that are there, I maybe see 5 that actually request PSAs for our personal labs. So again, that's not a lot. And
that's nothing.
I just recently saw a gentleman that they didn't even know what was on their requisition to get done for lab work. Oh, what's a PSA? So whether that physician is well educated enough to put a PSA on their blood work is one story, but another for a patient to say, hey, can we put a PSA on there, is another. So you really have to advocate for yourself, because your physician might not believe in that, because again, it's a little controversial whether a PSA, is it going to detect early enough.
But if you continue it year after year, like you said, you're going to get a baseline.
Right.
And if you see an increase the next year, or if you still do it 2 or 3 years,
and you see an increase,
you're going to see. Yes. Because you have, at least have a baseline.
Right.
So you at least have to start the process.
Right. And again,
prostate cancer can be undetected for a long time. Who says you cannot learn anything on Alicia Unleashed?
Right.
My friends, we have learned multiple things tonight from my sister Celia. So kudos to Celia for coming to us with such education on how to keep healthy during the holidays, how to keep your prostate nice and healthy so you don't die, you know, things like that. Like, I'm super impressed. Crystal, you haven't said much of anything. She's just trying to rile up her 3.5-year-old so he doesn't
Busy task.
Yeah. So anything else you'd like to add to this prostate exam thing before we move on?
So I just want to reiterate that it's symptoms that could go undetected for a long time. So getting a PSA, your prostatin specific antigen PSA, that's all you have to tell your doctor. It's so beneficial to know your baseline, because even within that baseline, it can grow and your physician can be more aware of what's going on. And I just want to let you know what your prostate does. It protects.
Yes, Celia, let us know. What does the prostate do? Because we're dying to know, by the way. I am dying to know what happens there.
So it protects and enriches your sperm. So if you're looking to reproduce, this is very important.
And that's why you're talking about guys in their 30s and 40s.
Yes, because it still can affect
you. So you're saying guys in their 50s and 60s, screw it, you prostate cancer.
You can. No, we can. As you age, you're at increased risk. As you age, you're at increased risk. But that's, you know, that's what it does. And even, you know, on the younger note, testicular cancer can happen in the years of 20. So if you're a mother of young teenagers and they come to you with something abnormal, make sure that you go to your physician, because things like that can come to you. You're not sure. So anyone with prostate health, you could have symptoms that affect your urination and your ejaculation. So you want to make sure.
Awesome. This is Alicia Unleashed for sure right now.
You must be so proud, dude. If you're having a painful ejaculation, or you're having urinate frequently, or you're even, but that could be a UTI, so it could, you know.
Wait, guys, get
UTI? Be dull.
Yeah, guys,
yes, because
what?
But that's
everybody
a whole another relation, at least, right?
Everybody
so, difficulty starting and holding urination. There are so many symptoms that can help, that can cause, or be part of prostate cancer. So,
blood and UTIs must feel like they just had a baby.
No, that's kidney stones.
Yes, no, that's
usually,
true.
Right? So,
that too.
Painful urination or blood in urine or semen, those are kind of warning signs that you want to look for.
Makes me want to have Thanksgiving tomorrow.
So,
thanks, yeah.
I know it's an uncomfortable situation, but if you're a guy out there and you're not sure, ask for a PCA at your next blood exam.
PCA.
PSA.
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 Oh, okay.
Correction.
Something different.
Okay. Alicia's keeping me on my toes.
I'm trying.
PSA. Right.
Your toes.
It's all the J-Lores wine. So, PSA.
Awesome. I'm glad to see I can drink a bottle of Shard and then come give us a PSA. Right. Awesome.
So,
get it? Public service announcement and then problem, blah, 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 blah.
Yes.
It all works together.
So, make sure you get that PSA blood test. Also, if your doctor is concerned of anything, they would obviously do a biopsy. They would also do a digital rectal exam, which would probably be the most
All right, I think we've gone into enough about what type of things you're going to have for prostate cancer, testicular. Okay, awesome. So, good. I think hopefully from this, if we got one guy out there to get their PSA done. And I'm going to tell you, I can probably guarantee you, because we're international and Alicia Unleashed is worldwide, I'm pretty sure that I'm going to have at least one friend out there that says, you know what? Gosh darn it, I'm going to get my PSA done. And it just could be your own Joey C. So, I mean, that's pretty amazing. I mean, everything that you've come at us with has been very educational. I did not know a lot about it, obviously. What are you people talking about?
She put like 5 coats on one of my hands.
Okay, so we're talking about prostate cancer and testicular cancer, and you're completely worried about Auntie Crystal putting 5 coats of top coat on your nail. Really?
Yeah.
Listen, be a little bit more sympathetic, would you?
I am.
For the love of God.
Sure. Okay. My
nails. Taya.
What?
How are you?
Good.
All right. So.
Are you like?
So Black Friday.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. What about it? So me and Celia are talking about local. What are you talking about?
Wait. What do you mean local? Like Gloucester? There's nothing to do in Gloucester. Wait, what?
Really? Nothing.
All the shops open for discounted price.
They all do. So
okay, but there's no Bath Box and Body.
I thought that was Ladies Night.
Yeah,
no. Black Friday, we have downtown shops opening up at 7 a.m. Cilly and I went last year. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's great. I'm going to be at theater, so I can't go at 7 a.m.
Yeah, I don't have theater until 10.
But I want to go to Bath and Body Works.
Mom. Well, we're going to have a look at those.
There's no Bath and Body Works in Gloucester as much as I love it. You've already put a top coat on this hand.
Okay. Oh, my God. There's so many side conversations going on right now.
No.
Joey just lost his mind. He's probably listening to this going, Alicia, seriously, there's like 5 conversations going on.
Well, it's because it's the whole family here, not just 3 of us. Now it's like your sisters and your daughter, and it's like all the women of the family and so forth.
So then it just, we can't focus.
It's too powerful.
Too powerful.
Too powerful. That's what it is. Too powerful.
Well, what? All right, we'll look it up. But we're talking about...
So the shops downtown in Gloucester.
The shops downtown in Gloucester.
What's the percentage that they're giving off? Each item, or every store?
Every store has something different.
Cool.
Because they're following it off with small Business Saturday.
Okay, do they have mimosa in the morning? Like they have wine at
night?
Where
do you think we are? Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, where you get mimosas in the morning? Ladies' night. Hold on. Tyler wants to speak.
We're doing apple cider mimosa.
Here. Okay, all right.
In the Cox restaurant.
Joey is talking our cyberversations about our family schedule.
Saying? What are you saying?
I don't...
Tyler, you just made absolutely no sense.
I don't understand.
It's like, okay, no, it goes back to the tattoo.
I have to tell him about the tattoo.
Oh my God. I have to tell him about the tattoo now.
All right,
going off of not understanding what Tyler ever says, tonight we were talking about... I was talking to my dad about how in a couple years when I want to get my first tattoo... Oh. And then Tyler was saying how we should go together and we should get family tattoos. And then Mom suggested that we get a question mark because none of us ever understand what Tyler's saying. And that just was a complete, like, that was the epitome of Tyler just then.
Is that what you want to say? Because you want to get question marks because it's an epitome of Tyler?
Yeah.
Okay.
What are you doing?
Speaking of Tyler. Tyler, why are you down here and Matthew's upstairs?
Matthew's in there.
Oh, Matthew's in here?
Together.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's why I kept him down here. Tyler was so mad.
Okay.
He wanted to go to bed. All
right. Yeah, Tyler's exhausted, by the way. Oh, my God. It's 9:20. All right. So, Crystal, do we have any other topics we want to bring up? Anything?
I love to drink and eat on Thanksgiving. And a lot of calories.
Kind of going against her sister.
And for anyone listening, that's not me speaking. That's actually my sister, Crystal.
I sound like my sister, Alicia.
And we're not the same person.
Nope, not at all. But we do both love to eat and drink every day, including Thanksgiving. So that's what I'd like to add. But we do love our sister Celia, and we really appreciate everything she tells us. We just go against it sometimes. Only when we're dieting, we try to be skinny.
You guys are complete opposites, all three of you.
Mm-hmm. Which is lifestyle right change, not a quick diet, right, just to let you know.
I'm a little bit of her and a little bit of her.
A lifestyle change, not a diet, because you're less likely to
change. That is true. It's a lifestyle change.
You're less likely to comply. So if you have any questions.
As Crystal
please,
and I are sipping our red wine.
Yes. And I just want to let everyone know that Celia is going to be loaded up on those mashed potatoes tomorrow.
I am.
Oh, yeah.
And my mom is sitting in a gritty.
And her peas, carrots, and corn. And all starch vegetables, by
is.
The way.
And I just want to let you know why. actually, the secret is because I work my ass off
and what do you
during
do?
The way.
You do CrossFit.
I do.
Oh, no. Here it goes a whole other window.
I do.
But you're not in Gloucester. You're in where?
No, I'm in Central Mass, and I actually go to CrossFit and boot camp, and a boot camp that is based out of a Brazilian family, and they're phenomenal. I've never had results like that before. I do both because my schedule is hectic with school. I also do hot power yoga.
Which we are going to.
To tomorrow.
Cape Ann Yoga.
Cape
Ann
Yoga.
Which,
represent.
Yeah, which we have talked about many times
we
on
have,
the Gloucester podcast as well.
Megan Downey, she actually is a teacher there, and I graduated with her, and she's a teacher there, and please go there. It's awesome. I don't live here, so I don't go there often, but tomorrow I'm going.
So Celia, I'm going to let you know, they have a deal with the YMCA right now. If you actually sign up through the YMCA, you get a killer deal.
Wow, awesome.
Yeah, so
they also have a killer deal at the beginning.
Yeah, they already have killer deals on their own, but they also have, if you sign up with Cape Ann YMCA and you do like a package deal, like buy 10, right, you could almost get 10 lessons for $70.
That's awesome. And that's,
so they're doing some killer
that's
stuff
awesome.
Right now.
That's very inexpensive, because if you go to other places, it's about $120 per month, whether you're going to hot yoga or regular yoga, or if you're going to a CrossFit kind of setting. Even the boot camp I go to is $120 a month.
Holy
But for students, it's $90 a month, and I'm a student. Luckily, so I get a $90 a month that I can go 3 days a week, and you can't even go 7 days a week. So you have to see what works best for you, and you can even do these things on your own with weights. You don't even have to go to a specialized gym. It's whether you work well with someone that motivates you, which I'm that kind of person. I cannot do that on my own. If you can do it
you're
on
actually,
your own.
Actually, not only are you going to take power yoga on
yes.
Thursday, you're going to join Chris
on CrossFit
you're
Cape Ann
yeah,
CrossFit.
Yeah, you do Cape Ann CrossFit
on Friday
for a little bit. Yeah.
I normally do Millbury CrossFit and Marlboro Fitness in Central Mass. So, again, I even come to Gloucester and I seek that. I need that group.
Well, Gloucester's full of wellness.
Exactly.
We have everything everywhere.
That group activity. So there's so many things out there, whether you need to do it on your own without paying a $90 fee, get some water jugs and milk jugs and start going up the
that's
stairs.
That's so CrossFit. You already drank the Kool-Aid. You know,
I already
drank
it.
Those jugs were filled with Kool-Aid.
Even
that
before
she just
CrossFit.
Lifted right there with CrossFit, because they do the water jugs, the water pipe. She's already drank the Kool-Aid.
So
that's it, promise.
Anything that you can do, you go up and down the stairs. If you work at a place that has a lot of stairs, park further away and walk up those stairs. You know, things like that can, even if it's 10-minute intervals within three times a day, that's all you need. So don't feel that you have to attend a fancy gym. No, 30 minutes a day in intervals of 5 or 10 minutes, that's all you need. So
so I'll be
think
walking.
About that.
So you know what? I will be walking at intervals of 5 up my stairs after I'm done drinking this wine.
Then that's good.
So
then.
So this was a short.
6 times a day.
6 times a day. Oh no, I do that 6 times a day.
Great.
I gotta go to sleep. I gotta wake up. I gotta go to the bathroom.
Exactly.
I gotta come home from work. I gotta get changed. That's 6 times a day. Perfect.
Great.
So, friends, we're going to end this here. It is a short podcast, and that's okay, because it's the night before Thanksgiving, and we can kind of do what we want. So I'm going to go out with, because I love my holiday tunes, and you will be hearing this from me, you know, until forever. until the day after Christmas, actually. So here we go. Santa baby, slip a sable under the tree for me. I've been an awful good girl, Santa baby. Good night, Gloucester. And happy Thanksgiving, my friends.